आये वृंदारण्यम इहाते सेवना परा परम पुके न किल परमानंद परवीं अचो निचयाचे स्वयं अधिपयो क्षणवेद परण्यं मे चेतस्युपदिशदिशं कुरु कृपम्. सो गुरु गोस्वामी is now absorbed in his spiritual identity as a maidservant of Srimati Radharani and starts his session of prayers in this spiritual identity. We do know that when we worship Krishna, when we pray to Krishna, it's very important to understand, first of all, that we are spirit souls, that we are approaching Him as who we are, not as we pretend to be. So he now prays first for the shelter of Vrindavan. O Vrindavan forest, was there ever anyone in this world who did not quickly attain supreme transcendental bliss by serving you? Therefore I surrender to you and most humbly petition you, be kind and personally disclose to me the best way to receive the darshan of your worshipful lords Shri Shri Radha Krishna. To Rupa Goswami says, oh Vrindavan forest, there has never been anyone who was immersed in serving you who did not obtain quickly the topmost joy. It's really, if you serve Vrindavan, it's sure that you will become blissful. All these persons have indeed achieved supreme happiness. Therefore, I humbly throw myself on the ground before you and petition you. So then Vrindavan Dham might ask, what is it that you want? I'm praying that you mercifully instruct me on the best way to attain the darshan of my master and mistress, Shri Shri Radha Madhava. This is a Now, it is known since time immemorial that the forest of Vrindavan, of Vrindavan Dham, fulfills our highest desires. This is already expressed in the Bhagavatam, where the gopis tell us, Jayate Tedikam Janmana Braja Shayata India Shashvat Atrahi Daita Drishyatam Dikshuta Vakas Tvaidrita Savas Tvam Vichinvate. O beloved Krishna, your birth in the land of Braja has made Braj super glorious, and thus India, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. So here in this land of Vrindavan, the gopis have searched for Krishna, and thus the atmosphere of Vrindavan is filled with a loving attachment of the gopis. And anyone who is here will immediately feel that atmosphere, the atmosphere of loving devotion to Krishna, because it's in the air, so to say. And we say sometimes when we go to a place, there is a certain atmosphere in the air. I think when we went to the Himalayas, we felt a little bit the mood of detachment. That is, the rishis have gone to the Himalayas to spend their last days in this world, in the Himalayas, and to learn detachment. Because if you die with attachments, you are reborn. So here in Vrindavan, there is another mood than in the Himalayas, and I think we can definitely feel that, and that's a loving attachment to Krishna. Anyone who fulfills, who does bhajan here, will immediately feel that blessing. This is the gopis say, the goddess of fortune always resides here, because it's such a glorious place, and the goddess of fortune is someone who fulfills desires. So anyone who comes here is blessed by the goddess of fortune, that his spiritual desires will be fulfilled. Krishna. There are a few reasons why Vrindavan is glorious. One reason I have told you is because there is this loving attachment in the air and spiritual desires are fulfilled. Another reason is why Vrindavan is glorious. That here Radha Rani is a queen. she's in charge here, and she is very soft and very gentle. Another reason is that here the dust of the gopis is there. And another reason is that Krishna's own dust from his lotus feet is also here. So these are all reasons why Vrindavan is supremely glorious. But now, Rupa Goswami has taken shelter in this glorious land, and he has this particular desire. Who remembers what is what Rupa Goswami wants to have from the land of Vrindavan? Is that entirely correct, or is this partially correct? I'm praying that you mercifully instruct me on the best way to attain the darshan. So you have given an answer which is partially correct. He wants to know, how can I attain the darshan? He doesn't just want to know to get the darshan, he wants to know the way how to attain the darshan. Now, this is a very, very difficult question. I want to try to give an answer. This will not be very easy. We had heard yesterday that Shrimati Radhika goes to cook for Krishna. Now Krishna has seen Radha for just a little moment in the kitchen cooking for him. He has looked through a small little window, and he has seen, wow, my beloved cooks for me. But he couldn't stay for a long time in this window. Maybe someone would find him looking through the small window. So he became very agitated with the desire to be together with Radha. And now, what does he do to attain Radha? You know, the question is, how can we best attain the darshan of Radha and Krishna? What does Krishna do? I think he is the most expert, and he could give us the answer to this. What does he do to attain Radha? It's a good question, isn't it? Rangadevi checks the apparatus whether or not it recalls, because this seems to be an important point. Well, in the chapter 6 of the Krishna Bhavanamrita, which I read today, there's an answer what Krishna does to attain Radha. He is eager to hear Sri Radhika Nam Kirtan. But since this was impossible for him to do in the parental home, at home, everyone would find out, he engaged a young parrot in performing this kirtan on the pretext of teaching him a mantra. So he caught the young parrot on his arm, which is like a rod, a stick of sapphire, and he caresses the parrot with his soft lotus-like hand, and then he feeds him the seeds of a pomegranate, says, "O best of the parrot, I will teach you now a mantra. Recite it." So he goes, Dara dhara vapu narayano sman saprasidatu. So, may Lord Narayan, whose body resembles a mountain, dara dhara means mountain and contains twice the syllable radha. So, the parrot looks at Krishna and lifts his feet and shakes it. This is too much to remember at once. Dara dara vapu narayana sman saprasidatu. So then Krishna says, okay, simple parrot, let's make it simple for you. You just said dara dara. And then the parrot starts with a sweet voice to chant dhara 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 dhara. He's all of a sudden, his tongue makes dhara. We can try dhara 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 dhara. It's the other way around. Radha, Radha. It becomes Radha, 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 Radha. It's a tongue. It just goes in this direction. So then, when the parrot repeatedly says Radha, 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 Krishna is very happy and gives him the pomegranate, more pomegranate seeds. Then at that moment Madhu Mangala enters and Krishna stops chanting Radha 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 with the parrot. You know, Krishna has joined the parrot by now. Radha 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 Radha. So at that moment Madhu Mangala comes in. Krishna said, "Where were you this morning?" "Oh, I learned astrology from the best astrologer." "Oh," said Krishna. "Can you tell me the best way to attain my beloved. Or no, he said, will I attain my beloved? He is now chanted Radha, Radha, Radha. Now the question is, will this work? It should be in the astrological chart. So, Krishna asked, what did you study, Marumangal, astrology, Krishna? From whom, Marumangal? From Bhaguri Muni's teacher, Krishna. What is the benefit of studying astrology? Marumangal says, omniscience. I know everything. Krishna, tell me then, what is on my mind? That was the question. So Marumangal says, Lord Krishna says, in such a short time I should tell you what's in your mind. Let me do some calculation. How can I tell just in such a short time? I must calculate. So let me check your zodiacal sign at this moment. And then Marumangal signs Krishna's chart in the sand of Raj and looks repeatedly at the sky and finally says, I see on this a charming hill, and on top of the hill are two lakes. In one of these lakes a golden swan is swimming, and you think if you will ever attain this golden swan. Krishna breaks out in tears because that is exactly what he thinks. He wants to meet Srimati Radharani, who is at this time unobtainable for him, on the top of a hill in a lake. So Marumangal shakes his head and says, there is one thing. You must steal the heart of the swan by playing on your flute. Then you will enchant the swan and the swan will come to you. So it's very interesting. An answer, what is the best way to attain Radha and Krishna, is given in on two levels. One is to chant the names, and the other is to do something and to please the divine couple. Just like Krishna does something to plays the flute and attracts the divine couple. So this is an answer from the best of Rasikas, our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And I have found this morning when I studied the scriptures very deeply, so then Krishna is so pleased that he gives Bhatu or Marumangal pomegranates. So Marumangal wants ladus, he wants cooked sweets, not fruits. You know, he said, can a brahmana become, can he overcome his hunger by some fruits? No, says Krishna, you deserve this pomegranate because you are a dvija. So dvija means bird, and it means also twice born. So I have given the parrot pomegranates, and since you are also a twice born, a dvija, you also deserve pomegranates. And in this way Krishna jokes with Madhumanga. You can see that it's very subtle the way they talk. And also he has said one thing, you must take shelter of a devotee to attain Radha. You must take the shelter of Vishakha. Madhubanga also expresses this. So I'm sitting here at Lalita Kund, I'm praying to Lalita, please bring me to your Radharani, your good prayer. So these are some answers how we can do, how we attain the Radha Krishna. Through serving, and through chanting, through service, and through taking shelter of a devotee. And there is one Leela. Once Krishna was very much desiring to see Krishna, to see Radha, but he had done some mischief, like stolen something, or I think he broke the pot of Radha with the jokhurt. Radha didn't want to see him any longer. And so he was very, very distraught, very, very disturbed. Took shelter of Vishakha. In the morning, Radha had said, I want to see Krishna very much. But you should bring him to me, but first he must be taught a lesson. I know he wants me, but he's a little bit too heavy. He must first be made a little humble. So, Krishna, so you should go to Krishna and talk about me to him in the best ways. So, Vishakha had gone to Krishna and said, Krishna, Radha is so qualified. Her face is like that of the moon. She's extremely merciful to all living entities. And Krishna had sighed, Vishakha, can you tell me how to, if I can ever obtain the favor of Radha? I spoiled it. Vishakha said, no, never, you are too unqualified. You are a little gross. A little heavy and a little, you're not a very refined Krishna. So Krishna had become very hopeless. You know, then Vishakha had said, there is one way you can attain her. You will never be able to look again into her face, but because she is so qualified, but maybe you can look in her back just from 3 meters. Krishna said, I'd do anything just to see her, either from the front or from the back. I just don't mind. And then Vishakha said, I know where she is at the moment. She's doing a yajna in Govardhan because she's very brahminical and pure. Whereas you are very impure and unbrahminical. So she had led Krishna to a cave where Radharani was sitting. Krishna could see her back. When Krishna saw Radharani, do you know what Radha was really doing? She played on a veena called Kachapa veena and sang sweet songs of Krishna. When Krishna saw Radha, spirit from the back, playing music, and singing these super sweet songs. Krishna was so overwhelmed with love that he paid his obeisance to Radha from the back. He thought, I'm so bad and Radharani is so good. This is how Krishna thought. Jai Sri Radha. So then Vishakha disappeared and went away to leave Hare Krishna alone. There's a beautiful painting how Krishna slowly comes from the back to Radharani. You have maybe seen the cave of the Govardhan, and Radha plays on her veena, there's a little water. I have many years on my altar, and Krishna just coming very humbly, listens to the song of Radha's veena, and then comes very slowly, touches Radha, shoulder and Radha, sees that he is her beloved, whom she has sung about, and she immediately draws the veil very shyly. Radha Krishna. So, Madhava meditated on attaining his beloved, he practiced the japa of the mantra consisting of her names. And as Krishna chanted these names of Radha, 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 together with the parrot, Radha, 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 his body filled with goose pimples. Everywhere there was again sound, he said. Because what Krishna shows here is the art of chanting, which is to chant with affection. If you chant without affection, it's very difficult. If you chant with affection, it is very easy. So today we were hearing about the second verse. One should go to Vrindavan and find out what is the best way to attain Radha and Krishna. We have heard three answers. One was to chant the names of Radha Madhava. This is what Radha, what Krishna did when he wanted to attain Radha. He was chanting the names, and then Vishakha came. So to take shelter under the lotus feet of devotees is also very, very important. Otherwise we will not be successful in our way. And then we need to do something to please the divine couple. And I thought this also, but part of my rata is I'm working on my Venu Gita seminar. This is the best place really to do this, getting so many ideas out presented. Then reading and chanting. This Swarup Baba is very much is very kind. Very kind. This owner, this host of ours is very kind. And he has talked to the neighbor. They are a little bit more soft. And he will also talk to them, other neighbor. I said, we are very kind. They are much higher than me, and I'm so much lower than they. And he said today to me, I tell you a secret. Every day, do one parigram of Radhakund and Syamakund, and then Radharani will write the number of your parikams in the list. You do for the month of Kadi, 30 days you wish it like Sachinanda Swami 30 days Parikra. And then I was, but I have the chance. Maybe you can go in the evening, he said. And it's actually nice. In the morning, can you go in the morning? He said, he already has indicated, you must have a Panchatattva picture. And today he was the inspector, and everything is done. And then he said, you must have the pictures. Higher than your Guru Maharaj. I don't want to hurt you, he said, but this is what needs to be done. And, you know, and then, oh yes, then he came, there was only a picture of Radharani. Radharani, where is Krishna? He said, and I said, Radharani Krishna had the glass mala, you know. And class mala. They have a very personal relationship to the divine come. And please be kind when you visit at the Jagannath Mandir. He can, he has only 10 minutes free time, and he comes with 10 minutes, and then he discusses.